What's up, people? This is Pirigo, the show in which we talk about stuff that happened or came to our minds last week. And I am your host, Pirigo.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia. What's up?
I'm great. And everything is great. And I have a so good mood, actually.
What have about you? Have you slept well?
Yes, a lot. But I want more.
But not today, Claudia.
That's my life.
Awesome. I'm all right. Today, phone said that I had a perfect week. So I guess I had a perfect week.
What do you feel?
I feel that
I had
a perfect week. Yeah. I feel the same as my iPhone saying me. So, Claudia, okay. Tell us something today.
Okay. Today, actually not only today, all this week, I was thinking about life and choice and something like this.
That's deep.
as usual. And I want to talk about nature, actually. And maybe not only nature, maybe about people and nature. Some of us, I don't know, people, prefer to spend time with nature, on nature.
Outside of the cities.
Yeah, I'm actually want to say this, outside of the city, but some of them, of these people, they try to, I don't know, build their own area of nature in the city. But yeah, okay, in general, we talk about time outside of the city. Mm-hmm. For example, some of my friends, they want to buy a land and build their own houses on this land. And and they actually, I don't know, ready to build their own village with their friends and everyone.
Their own village?
Like, you take know, all buy your a lot of land.
And
yeah.
build many houses there and live all together, like in community?
Yeah.
All right. I think that...
Yeah, they're really going... People, it's not just a crazy idea. They're really talking about buy a land right now. Like, they already have money for land. And then for the next 5 years or maybe 10 years, they like... And then we start to build houses. It's kind of way more expensive than just the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they really wanted to buy a lot of land, like not just a small piece.
Mm-hmm. Because land is very valuable.
Yeah, and I mean, it sounds actually cool. But I think the coolest part of this is it idea that they really know what they want.
Do they?
But for me, it's kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm too young for this or something like this.
No.
Yeah, I can't feel the same, I don't know, joy or wow, something about about this idea.
Just because you don't have money, Claudia. If you had money, you would want to buy a property. Not a property, but a land.
No, it's great. It's great. Buy something is really great. To spend money, wow. I'm really impressed. But, I mean... Live outside the city. It's so, I don't know. It's so far away from the city when it's not in the city. And okay, for example, these people who just want to live outside of the city, near the nature, in the forests, near the rivers, okay, maybe. But other people, they prefer to travel, like nature traveling.
Okay.
They like to, I don't know, hike or something like the camping.
Climb mountains.
Yeah, and they, it's their choice, like, okay, we live in a city and we have our normal life, regular one. But okay, when we have free days, 3 weeks, vacation, holidays, something like this, we just go out of the city.
Go wild,
yeah. I don't know. Some of my friends really made this the way of Santiago, or how it's called.
What?
This, you never heard about this?
No.
This is the...
I don't know, ways of Jedi, something like that.
No, this is, I think, a hiking way or track.
Road.
Road. Yeah. It's between Spain and France. And I think it's kind of... Maybe it's 800 kilometers. And originally it was... Why not?
That's... Too much.
Yeah, it's for months or something like this.
You going to say like on foot?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a month. It's a month or something like this. It's not a day.
Yeah, I got it, but...
Man. Still crazy. Yeah, I know.
Why?
Yeah, and originally it was... this is the way of something... religious or something like this, and you like you repeat this track. But now people all over the world, they just came to this first point, and they have only their backpacks and sneakers, and then they just start to walk, and they feel the nature, feel this, I don't know, moment, and they really enjoy it. And maybe they come up with new thoughts when they walking.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of camping points through the way, through all road.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of I don't know, activities. It's like you have a map and you can make a...
Okay, I got it, but like you said, that a lot of people doing this right now, so it's a mainstream. And
mainstream... some of my friends really... Yeah, but it's one of the nature vacation, I think.
For a month?
It's just...
Who take vacation for a month? Come on, that's too much.
Maybe when you're really stuck in a loop of your life, of your work, and you finally understood that you get rid of, of your...
Nature is calling, I get it.
Yeah, and it for me, it actually sounds cool, but I can't imagine that I'm like, okay, let's go to the hiking or camping or, I don't know, fishing or something like this, because I really like big cities. And now I live in a city, in a cool, warm, everyday summer city, and it's great. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it, but I think it's so small. Lisbon is so small, and it's like a village, and and I really miss big city. And how it works, why me, after living in Lisbon, one day decided to go outside of the city for calm and peace and something like this, because I think here is a lot of peace, a lot of calm. I want big city life, you know?
Yes, I know.
And what do you think? Why people choose spend time like this, like live outside the city, or travel to somewhere in the middle of nowhere, actually?
I think, first of all, prices. It's hard to buy a property in the city. The second of all, kids. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that many parents think that growing up a child in the suburbs is better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might have like your own property there, and people or like children can play there. Maybe you can get a dog, yeah, and live your awesome grown-up father, mother life. And some people, I guess, they just choose it because when they were children. Yeah, they lived in that kind of places, and they just think that they want this the same experience, yeah, as they had in the childhood. And people who was born in big cities, in metropolitan cities? Metropolitans? Is that a word? I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's hard for them, yeah, because this is their life, yeah, live in a big city.
Okay, it's me. It's really hard for me. Yeah, I understand that the most logic reasons, it's something about traffic. Yeah, it's like less traffic outside of the city.
But anyway, you need to go to work. I think you don't avoid traffic for... I think in many cases,
in general, it's not like the traffic when you're in a car. I think it's way more about the busy. Like when you're in the city, it's always busy. A lot of people, a lot of cars, a lot of activities, a lot of everything. You're like, so busy. But when you live somewhere outside, or you just travel somewhere outside, you're just like, wow, feel peace, and it's not busy finally.
Yeah.
There are only two rabbits around me.
Two rabbits, and what they are doing?
Just chilling, killing.
Okay. Hanging out.
Yeah, and of course it's but I'm not sure that life outside the city is more affordable or
yes, it's more
cheap
affordable.
Or some. I'm not sure. If like, you want to build a house...
If you live in London or if you live in some city outside of London, it's much cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, but outside of the city, you do not live in a flat. You live in a house.
Yes.
And a house bigger than flat. But I think house can be more expensive because it's not small.
Yes, it depends, but I think in general, like, okay, if you take the same flat in London and the same flat in some other city, yeah, in England, it will be cheaper, right?
Yeah, of course, but we talk not about flat, we talk about nature and house and land and something like this.
Okay, so basically you pay the same price, for example, and you get much more square meters place.
Okay. No, I prefer live in a small flat, but in London, please.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
have a question for the marshmallow angelers. For the next time. For the next time, not for this one.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that this idea of country life, countryside life, it's maybe works with I know the topic that you can live with all your family and relatives and people who usually prefer live with their people. And for me, it's kind of crazy too. I love all my relatives, of course, but I'm not ready to live with them so close.
When was the last time you've seen your relatives, Claudia? Yes.
No comments.
Yes.
But I can't right now.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but live with your own family. And not only your family, like your husband, your child, all your brothers, these sisters, parents, grandparents.
Who
in
do
one...
that?
One.
Hmm? Who do that? Who live?
I think people. It's maybe not in one house, but they like have the houses near on the same land, and they like, it's our family land.
I don't know.
Like Disneyland, but family land, you know?
It sounds like from like a comedy movie.
No, I think it's life.
All right.
Okay, okay. And what about traveling? Maybe we will go to Santiago's trek together next year. What do you think?
No.
Why?
First of all, I'm not sure that you'll be able to.
It's just by foot. I'm ready right now.
Okay. Okay. I'm not ready. And I don't think that I'll be ready in a year or 5 years. 800 kilometers. Why? 1 month. Like, you have...
Just walking, talking. We can
walking,
record
talking.
One more special episode of our show.
On the go, yeah.
During the walk. Perigo wild.
Perigo go wild.
Yeah.
It's a nice idea. Maybe I'll change my mind, but now I'm not... I don't see myself going this road just because it's so long and mm-hmm. it takes so much time.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe if it was 3 days, two maybe, yeah. Like spending one weekend in the forest, uh-huh. for example, with tents and guitars and something like that.
Have you ever do this?
Yes, but like...
With guitars?
Yes, I think so.
Wow.
Like I've wow. slept in a tent.
Something new. Uh-huh.
But we went there by car. So uh-huh. it wasn't like 2 days hiking
yeah,
in a forest.
Not so wild.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't so wild. Okay.
Yeah. But it was nice, but it's not convenient, you know.
Okay.
But it makes you appreciate your house, your bed. Your Wi-Fi.
Ah, okay. I'm already appreciated. And I'm really so glad to live in a flat with all civilization stuff. And I'm really like all electricity, lights, different rooms, water. I'm really appreciated every day. And I do not need to improve my... appreciate.
And you're the person who asked me to go to the Santiago road, right?
I'm just asking because I want to understand what do you think about this topic and
so it wasn't serious.
Which person you are. Yes, it wasn't.
And if I said yes, Claudia? And then you would
know.
Say that you were joking?
Maybe, or... maybe I'm ready to try something new with my friends. For example, you're a great friend, Pedro. And I'm really, no, I'm not sure. No, sorry.
That was unexpected.
But we already told about this Santiago stuff with my other friends, I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We always... talking like, wow, it will be so great. And I'm always like, no, it's not for me. But during the pandemic, when I was sad and I don't know, haven't enough emotions about life and maybe do not appreciate everything that I had.
Yeah,
and that moment, and that moment we talking about this, and I'm ready for this 800 kilometers. Maybe this is the way.
There is no way, Claudia, to do that.
Okay. Maybe we can back to this topic, I don't know, after 5 or 10 years, yeah?
Let it be 15.
We will be so old. We're not ready to walk.
I think like...
So much.
At that time, we would be like pissed off with our lives, maybe. And we were like, let's change everything and let's die on this road.
Go wild. Okay, let's go wild.
The last... Okay. The last walk.
2050. 2045. Yeah?
Yeah. Seems... Let's sounds back. Reasonable.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I think that's all. I think you're enough with this topic. Me too. And we still do not ready to go wild. Yeah. And live with our community out of the city.
Agree. Stay in the city, people. Just stay in the cities.
Yeah. So, what is your topic?
All right. Claudia, what do you think? What is the most popular board game?
Board game? I don't know. Monopoly?
No.
the card games? No, some.
No, okay. For me, it wasn't obvious, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear it, you will get
the chess maybe.
Yes, I was first.
I already said this.
No, I was first. You didn't get it.
Okay.
And if chess, the first one, what is the second?
The other one was board.
Checkers.
And small. Yeah. The black and white and this, yeah. It
the,
calls
the same
checkers.
The same board, but like small round things, and you can eat other color things, you know?
Eat. I can eat something.
Yes.
Don't
I'm not
play
sure,
with food.
But I think that this is true because those games are like old enough. But I want to talk about the other game, which you... named already. It's Monopoly. Yes. And I just came across this story and I think that it's fascinating and I'd like to highlight it. So in 1973, it was like 50 years ago.
Okay.
Ralph Anspach is an economist professor in San Francisco. And he's an impassioned anti-monopolist.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, it was at that time where there was like some oil crisis in America, something like that. And one company controlled all the oil in America, and there was a lot of queues, and like a lot of people were pissed off. And one day he went to home from the work, I guess. The road took him not the regular 1 hour, but 4 hours. He was pissed off and he like decides to create a game called Anti-Monopoly that would teach people about the bets.
How bad
maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, how to fight against it. Yeah, and the idea of the game is not to create monopolies. Like in the Monopoly game, but to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
The game has success and everything is great. But someday he receives a letter from the owners of the Monopoly game saying that his new game violates their copyrights.
Mm-hmm.
And like as he's anti-monopolist, instead of like giving up and destroying his game, as lawyers told him, he starts digging into the history of the Monopoly game. Like, they try to claim their rights to the word Monopoly, yeah, like a trademark. And he needs to uncover, yeah, maybe some details in the past that would prove that they don't have this trademark, yeah, they don't have rights to this Monopoly word. And that he can call his game anti-Monopoly. Well, before his investigation, like, the story that everybody knew was that some man, Charles Darrow, got this idea out of nowhere in 1934. It's so old. he created the game, had success with it, and a year later, in 1935, he sells the rights to Monopoly to the Parker Brothers company for $7,000. How do you think, how much it's nowadays?
I don't know, a million?
No. $156,000. Thousands of dollars.
Not so much.
But he also got royalties. Do you know what is royalties?
Yeah, I know.
What is it?
It's you still earn money for all next sales.
Yes.
Like the percent of this all income.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, and he lived happily ever after till he died in 1967. Yeah. So
okay.
A man got a brilliant idea, created a game, became rich. Like, how you would call it if he lives in America?
American dream.
Yes, perfect American dream. And it's perfect because he's a man. Yeah, it shouldn't be a woman.
yeah.
Yeah. Men are the best. But Ralph Anspach finds out that Charles Darrow was quote-unquote inspired by another game he played at his friend's house in 1933. Like, the year before he created his game. This game that, like, he was inspired from was a variation of the Landlord's Game. The game that was created in 1904. Like, how you would say this date?
1904, yeah.
Yeah. Like, 19, in the beginning of the 20th century by Elizabeth McGee.
It's a woman.
Yes. Yes. That's the twist. Well,
yeah, but it was before the First World War. Even the first. It was so many years before the original game, the final game. Yeah, it was 40 years before.
Before the Second World War.
Yeah. No, before the game, their final game.
30 years.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, yeah.
So she was a daughter of a politician. Yeah. She was like growing up in the very educated family, and her father was an acquaintance, or he worked for some President Lincoln, I guess.
I think they live in a city.
Yes.
I think they live in a city, not in the countryside.
She was a progressive city woman, yeah. Big city woman. And as a result of growing up in a well-educated family, she was an inventor, like an engineer, an actress, a writer, a feminist, yeah. And also,
so as me?
Yes, like basically a creator, progressive creator. And it was like the game was created before the women in America was allowed to vote.
Create something.
Vote.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so she's a smart woman and she created this game, the Landlord's Game, to illustrate teachings of the progressive era economist Henry George. Yes, so there was some economist, he had some ideas, and she decided mm-hmm. to create a game that illustrates these ideas. And mm-hmm. her game originally like has one mode, Monopoly, but mm-hmm. later he creates another mode, Anti-Monopoly mode. So mm-hmm. she was so fucking smart that she created a game with two modes already there, you know? Like, mm-hmm. two in one, everything is built in. Yeah, and like, she created this game and people, at that time there was no internet, right? And people enjoyed this game. They started creating their own, like, boards with the names of streets. Yeah, that mm-hmm, would, mm-hmm. like, their local streets, something like that, that was mm-hmm. close to them. And they enjoyed mm-hmm. more. And this is how, yeah, this game, like, traveled through the US, yeah, and mm-hmm. ends up in some friend's house, some variation of his game, and Charles Darrow just stole this idea, basically, yeah, created his own variation, mm-hmm. and started to sell it, and, like...
earn money.
Yeah, and the Parker brothers, who originally bought the rights to this game, they actually knew that Elizabeth McGee created like original game. Yeah, when they bought these rights in 1935, Elizabeth McGee was 70 years old. Yeah, and they contacted.
She was alive.
Yes. They contacted okay. her and they paid her $500 to get rights to distribute her version, her original version of the like Monopoly game, Landlord's Game.
It's way more or less than that they pay the guy.
Yes, yes. And yeah, but her game didn't have success because... like her original game, maybe it wasn't so bright. Yeah, maybe it wasn't. The rules were like.
Maybe too hard.
Maybe too hard.
Too complicated.
Yeah.
Like.
Maybe. And this is a bit controversial, yeah, because maybe if this Charles Darrow didn't create it, like his version of Monopoly, yeah, the world wouldn't know about this game, it wouldn't become so much popular, maybe, but I'm really glad that our first man, Ralph Ansbach, who like started digging into the story, like discovered this fact, and that nowadays, like, we should give shout out to Elizabeth McGee for creating the most
shout out Elizabeth
for creating the most
you want this
yes thank you Claudia the most I don't know like cruel board game of all times. There is okay. actually stories that people got divorced because of the Monopoly game.
Yeah, I heard about this, and actually right now again it became more and more popular in my bubble. And I saw a stories in Instagram of my friends who play Monopoly right now, and they like, we are fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, sounds crazy actually. And but I think it's normal for board games, yeah, because always there are a lot of memes about this. Then when you are a great company of friends, but then you start to play to some thing, and then you're really ready to kill everyone or something like this.
You show it through personality.
I don't know. I like the idea of Monopoly. I like this game and I like chess. I like all games, but it's not my routine at all. Mm-hmm. I think I play any board game maybe half year ago, or I don't know, I can't remember actually when it was. Maybe because I have no friends.
Yes,
but
I wanted to say that.
Yeah, it's always your idea that maybe you have no friends. No, I have.
There is no maybe.
It's your situation.
And mine.
Not
too.
Mine. And no, I have a lot of friends, a lot of people who wants to spend time with me. But we do not play board games because, I don't know, it's for people who really bore it. And
board games for people who don't drink alcohol. And you drink a lot, Claudia.
I'm not drink a lot. I drink maybe one time a week. And it's actually crazy rhythm for me.
Yeah, I'm joking. Of course I'm joking.
Okay, I'm sad because you think that I have no friend and I'm alcoholic.
When we meet the next time, Claudia, we will get your friends, and we will play Monopoly, right?
We can play Monopoly online.
Okay. Create
right
a room. Let's or something
start.
Like that. I don't know.
No,
play.
I do not want. I don't want, really. But okay, board games, cool. But in general, I have so many ideas how to spend time with friends.
Yeah.
Really, a lot of ideas. And I'm always talking. And I have so many topics to discuss. And the board game is not in my shadow.
As with everything, it's not like your cup of tea. Yeah, like some people enjoy it, some people don't. Some people maybe don't know how to spend time with people, and board games is a great excuse.
I think, yeah, it's the same. Like the people who prefers live outside or travel to nature, it's the same. And I think these people prefer board games.
Yeah, so it depends on people. Well, again, shout out to Elizabeth McGee. Women are great. Women are inventive. Yeah, and shout out also to all people, to all women who face injustice, who faced injustice in the past, and who face it nowadays.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Yeah, and now we are going to takes.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Claudia, tell me, what's your take for today?
I like this part of our show, and I'm really like to share my opinion, sometimes unpopular.
Always.
And today, I know. Yeah, and today, again, this day. So, to swim in a sea or even ocean is not so cool.
Yes.
Yes?
I can relate
Finally.
To that, yeah.
Yeah, because it's actually super strange feelings about this open water and nature. And all this stuff. And I'm really do not like the salty water, like in the sea or in the ocean. And in general, it's actually good for skin, but not so good for skin. And all this salty stuff, it's really, I don't know, it's dry your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like this. And actually, there are a lot of strange different fish or animals or, I don't know, just strange objects in the water. Some of them are really uncomfortable and unpleasant. I don't know.
Can I ask you, Claudia, what is the most strange object that you find out in the water?
I don't know, some trash, for example.
Trash is different, you know?
I don't know.
Used condoms.
I saw it in the river, so uncomfortable.
And I
how people want to swim at that moment, like, oh, cute, let's go. And actually, swim in a river, it's not the great too. I think I prefer lakes or swimming pools or something like this, the like unreal water place.
Artificial, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sea, this like seas and oceans freak me out because you don't know what's under the water, and man, that this is crazy. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah, thank you. Finally. Agreed.
Yeah.
So, and I actually ready to talk about this a lot, but wow, we do not need it. We already agree. So, what about your take?
Clothes of different sizes should be priced differently. This is my take. I don't know why they priced the same. So you can have, for example, sneakers, size 7 US, and the size 11, 12 US is going to be the same. What the fuck? Like, it's 50% bigger, materials. Yeah,
and you mean that you need more fabrics, more...
Yes, more materials.
Materials,
And the same for t-shirts, shirts.
Yeah, but it's like unfair. It's super strange that you, for example, a super tall person, and it's mean that your life should be way more expensive.
In the airplanes, for example, places where you have much more space for your legs, they priced more. Yeah, the price for them is more than regular.
It's usually about comfort. It's not about your, I don't know, you do not need to, like, it's just you prefer, no?
But
you like, choose your comfort.
But you, if you're a tall person, why in the airports or like airplane companies, why they don't provide these places for people who tall enough? Because, for example, if I have money but the tall person don't have money, I'll buy this place, but I don't really need it because I'm not that tall, and the tall person is going to be uncomfortable, but like, if we say that everything should be like priced similarly, for example, as clothes, and just this person should get the more comfortable place because he's taller. And do you have like ideas where the same is goes, that different sizes for the same price?
Yeah, but I think that the different sizes of clothes, the clothes, it's so big market, and the mass market, they produced like million pieces of clothes, for example, t-shirt or something like this. It's really, and just one t-shirt, it's so cheap in producing. It's so cheap. And it's cheap only because of amount, how much they made. Yeah, and I think there are no difference between the big shirt or small one, like XL, extra large or small, and it's, of course, there are a little bit more fabric for XL t-shirt, but the process of making it, of producing again, yeah,
I think you're speaking right now from the point of view of production, yeah, but I'm speaking from the point of view of consumer. Like, I don't know why I pay, like, if I a small person, why I pay the same price as a, like, a basketball player.
Yeah, but what do you want? You want to pay less than you pay now
because I don't care. I don't want more or less. I want justice here. I want to have clothes of different sizes with different prices. I think
okay.
This is
I think the tall persons, or big person, they actually have a lot of problems with clothes. I think it's way more about shoes, and they can't find the size, their size, and something like this, and that's always a problem.
That's
and
super
incorrect. They already, and they so, actually already paid more because they have less options.
No, I have less options because I have, I think, the most regular like size of everything. Yeah,
you have less options.
Yes, because many people of my size and they bought everything. You know, you came to some place and there is excess available, which mm-hmm. is not my size, unfortunately. And there is like XL, XXL, L available. Yeah, but mine like SM, it's mm-hmm. gone because everybody has this like regular size, you know.
I think that yeah, I got it. Yeah, but I think I'm not sure enough how it works, how much items of different sizes the brands produced. I don't know. I need to check information about this, but I'm not sure that I really need it.
Yes, I think we don't need it. Well,
yeah, okay, I got your take, and yeah, that's a point. Yeah, and you want justice. Yeah,
yes,
it's the main
I'm idea. A Batman. Well, that okay. was my take. You can hate it or love it, I don't really care, because now we are going to giraffes and marshmallows. Claudia, what is your giraffe or marshmallow?
Today I have the brilliant question, actually. I really like to thinking about this like once a year or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, what kind of cereal would you like to be?
Cereal?
Yeah, I mean the cereal, yeah.
There are like
a lot of different cereals, types, kinds, and I think they have their own quality or characteristic, and you can choose something which fit on you, like you like a person or you like a cereal.
I think rice. I would be rice.
Which one? There are a lot of types.
White rice, of course.
Just regular one.
Yeah, just white.
The most
white
typical,
rice.
Most typical rice.
Make white rice. Oh no. White rice lives matter, right?
Crazy. And why? Why you're what do you mean when you think that you're rice?
I think that rice is super versatile, like
mm-hmm. you diversity.
Yes, yes. And I, in general, I like Japanese food. And I think that Japanese food is very healthy, tasty, and simple. And this is basically how you could describe me.
Okay.
Drop the mic.
Okay. Japanese one.
Yes.
Okay, I think, yeah, it sounds logic.
Sounds reasonable, right?
Yeah, reasonable. Really. Like you.
All right. Yeah.
And what's your question for me today? Giraffe, marshmallow, something like this.
Claudia, imagine living 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And here you need to choose. Live 1 year when the weather is always, every day, 35 degrees Celsius or minus 15 degrees Celsius.
Second one.
Minus 15. For real.
It's not minus 30 and it's not even minus 25. And I like clothes and I like that when it's cold, you can choose a lot of different clothes, jackets and sweaters. And I like clothes, actually. And it's not the ideal weather, of course. It's actually crazy cold, but all year plus 35, it's insane.
Damn. Okay.
I know that you prefer another one. I know.
Yes, yes. I thought that it wouldn't be so simple for you. But
it wasn't, but I'm already live in the place where it's always plus 30.
Okay. On the other side, grass is always greener. Makes sense. Makes sense. Thank you.
And it's just a year. Just a year. Just 1 year.
Okay. Next time I'll prepare a question with like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Deal.
No, next time you ask me about smallest flat in London or the castle in Romania.
Yes. Castle in Russia, Claudia.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that's it. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, listeners. Yeah, it's been a great episode. I like it super. Very much mega pooper.
Yeah, and I'm still have a good mood. Still, after this hour, I'm still ready to leave this beautiful day and have so much energy. And it's because of you, too. And because of our listeners, of course. You're so cool, guys. I'm really... Joy. It's a joy.
It's always a pleasure, yes.
Yeah.
Have a great week or day or next hour. I don't know. Have something great. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.
Раз, два, три.